This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It's a Friday. We have our podium today. We're hanging out with our favorite sports people on the podium today. It's a bit different. We're not talking about like a soccer player, tennis player, whatever sporting code. But we're talking to somebody that is related to us here today.
No, definitely. This is a colleague in the media industry.
Yeah.
A colleague in the media space who's hanging out in studio with us this morning. He is actually from our sister station,
yeah.
Power 987.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, handling sports that side. So he's in studio this morning. Hani Johannesburg, Hamahoe. And he's learning very quickly that we also have our own version of traffic.
I can't believe it. And also, I think for me today is a reminder.
Yeah.
That Kichwa Kholel drop. I think it's a reminder because I left nicely at, I think, 5:30.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, forget it.
I was like, an hour is going to be enough. And then it turned out to be something else. But good morning to you guys. A pleasure to be here. And good morning to all the listeners.
No, we're happy to be with you today, Skepa. And you're going to be hearing all about everything that we're going to be discussing sports-wise.
But it's time for our podium. Right now, we have a colleague from our sister station, Power FM. So if you want to see him or if you want to see everything, right, we're live on Facebook and TikTok as well. This is our last Friday, Yangwezi.
Absolutely. Yeah. On the last Friday of the month, we always go live. And today's the day that's not only about you hearing us on air, but it's about connecting with us and seeing what we get up to when we're in studio. So join us. We are on Facebook, we are on TikTok, and we are live right now for the podium. We're joined in studio by the chairman of the United Warriors. And we introduced him earlier on as a colleague of ours in the industry, Maskepe Masebani. Skepe?
There's too many hats to wear.
Actually, it is. And like, so you're not a one-trick pony, as we can tell. Not only radio, not only TV, but you said, you know what, I'm adding to my portfolio for you, Jay.
And there's law in there as well.
I was about to say, this is a man who studies as well, you know, who studied, and of course, I know you love people that study law. Here's your colleague in the law industry as well.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Wasn't that a scary pivot? I mean, you do sport.
No.
It wasn't?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
I don't know. It's always been there.
Has
and
it?
Both of them have always been there.
What, the sport?
The sport and the law.
Okay. All right.
From the beginning, it was always a plan.
Are they going to merge at one point?
They will. They actually are because
law is everywhere.
Law is, in fact, as I was, you know, working on the tournament, Mulegi Super Cup, and I had to come up with, you know, indemnity forms, and the law is in. Mm. You have to do the rules. The law is in.
As you were walking in, if you trip and fall,
the law is lies. In. And, you know, making sure that the safety standards are, you know, adequately followed. The law is there. So,
yeah.
I mean, if I was to call Brad Jones here and say, just draft me these things, he was going to charge me an arm and a leg. So I've saved a lot of money.
That's beautiful. You know, usually when you hear about you and United Warriors, you'll tell us more about, you know, how it started and everything.
Yeah.
But when you hear of these kind of teams at the level at which you operate, there's always a lot of headache, and a headache in the sense of the system and gender support and the finances and how you find people in that space. A lot of time we'll say we always have to search deep into our pockets. We always have to. So for you, wasn't it scary? You are a young man building your own career, trying to do things, and then you this is like a family that you brought on, literally.
Yeah.
It's like maintaining a family and even more.
No, it was daunting. It still is.
Yeah.
But I think there are things that, you know, can be an equalizer.
Okay.
So when we look at football today, and most of the people go into football today to just show off maybe how much money they have, the kind of influence they have. But when you've got, you know, a different purpose, and when you've got a different, you know, work ethic, the passion, it then becomes an equalizer because, you know, you are able to get something from somewhere that you wouldn't automatically get monetary wise. So you don't always have to have like 50,000. You need it. You do. I'm not going to lie and say you don't need the money. You do need it. But you know, you can go there and say, hey, can you guys help us with this? You can go there and say, can you guys help us with this? I mean, I just went to a primary school where I come from, and I just fixed the ground. That's the start.
Wow.
You know, no money needed.
Yeah.
And then you come back and then you're thinking, okay, what can I do? Go play a five-a-side. When you're done playing five-a-side, then you say, can you guys, can I have the kit? Because you guys are not going to play anymore.
Yeah.
Mm. It was just a once-off event. Can I please have the kit? And then they give you. So those are some of the things that you decide to do. But obviously, the truth is the money is needed and it chows a lot of money. And you're going to be fighting with just about everyone around you.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, for people like myself, it's a passion thing, man. It's a you know, a purpose thing. Mm-hmm. Because I lecture as well, mm-hmm. you know, and I meet kids who've got these big, big ambitions. I'm home and kids come all the time and say, I want to do this, I want to do that. I'm in the media space where I have interacted and I still interact with a lot of coaches, a lot of scouts. And I did, you know, courses in scouting. I am a CAF accredited coach as well. So then you decide, okay, what do I do with these things? And how do we, because listen, I meet people who are coming from the most remote areas in your Eastern Cape, Mpumalanga, everywhere. Mm. And somebody that side decided, I'm going to do this. A media colleague, I mean, Happy Jele, as we know him, one of the best captains at Orlando Pirates. Yeah. He was, you know, found by Tsepo Mabona, who was who was a sports presenter like myself.
Yes. Mm.
And he started a team in Mpumalanga, and then they played, and then he played for his team, made it to Pirates. Mm. So it's one of those things that you are thinking, how can I do something? How can I be something to not just Muleji? Because I realized, okay, I'm saying Muleji, but there's talent in Ramatlala, Ramashashan, Rampatle. Okay, Mpatlele at least as Baroka. Mm. But where we come from, Mashashan, Muleji, Matlala, Bochum, you know, Wutokwa, you don't have a lot of those things. And you're thinking, okay, if we can find these kids, and you know, United Warriors is about football, is about school, is about mentorship. Let's get these kids, you know, in the right space, in the right frame. Those who think they are here to play football, and then you show them that, nah, you're actually, you know, supposed to be a great artist. You're actually supposed to be a great, you know, a teacher, lawyer, whatever. So a lot of us, you know, kids in the team, they are at school. Mm. I mean, last year in December, in January, well, January this year, I think that was the best time of my year.
Yeah.
Because 8 of our, you know, players who were playing in the under 21 team, they matriculated 8.
Mm. Oh, that's amazing.
I mean, that's a big number.
That's amazing.
You know, it's very rare to see Vusani in the studio during the podium, but there's something.
No, definitely. I must say that, I must mention that Mascape here is a leadership, is a senior nyana to me because.
Not nyana, really.
No,
I'll
say nyana.
I looked after them.
Maybe he's going to qualify it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I met him at TUT. And we used to have this, you know, this love and passion that he's talking about your football. I must attest that it's not just something that he's saying because he's in the media space. He really has a passion for it. He used to organize tournaments back when we were still at
Can I jump in?
Yeah.
You must also tell them the story of how I scored 4 goals in 1 match. And it's not a lie. Please.
4 goals that you have scored, I think they might come in handy in one of the teams that you really love, not United Warriors.
At least there's somebody who's honest.
Okay. Yeah, no, you did. There's one team that you love outside of United Warriors. United Warriors is your baby. And, you know, there's always, you know, that word at Klorkop and how things are happening. You know, it's just a
Which
curiosity.
One? Nah, I think you got that wrong. Okay, I'm going to Rajones and the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
The team that I love outside of United Warriors is Newcastle United.
Newcastle United.
How are the lads?
Mm.
So I don't know. My
you
dad.
You can check the uniform.
My dad, though, is a big Sundown supporter.
A big Sundown.
Yeah.
You only sympathize, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I can't be sitting here with the old man and he's losing and I'm laughing.
Yeah.
You know, I've just got to be there and say, look at time.
You got it all wrong, Vusani.
There's actually a message here. Somebody saying, by the way, he's supporting Newcastle.
Yes. if you check United Warriors kit, Lananyana.
Oh, no, of course. I mean, it's those things that you borrow inspiration from, and it's a question that comes all the time: why Newcastle United, and even why United Warriors? Life, you know, who is going to help the underdog in this world?
No one is coming.
You know, nobody is coming for the underdog. There's somebody who's listening now and saying, "But you know, I've got this, I've got that, I've got a qualification, or I'm trying to do this. I only lack 1,000 rands to be able to get this certificate, and so on." And there are people who are just passing all around you. With so much money, and you know that these people, you know, have the resources, but you're not getting what you want.
Mm.
But they, you know, that's where, even for me, the love for the team, for these kids, for Newcastle United, it comes from that. And I just, you get tired of just winning all the time.
Mm.
And I like a challenge.
Yeah.
I like starting something, and I'm, it's like, even think, with Mulegi Super Cup, in the beginning, it was just an idea.
Mm.
And then, you know, after the conceptualization, you come up with this, you know, this paper, and you say, okay, this thing can work. But now, the, you know, how you get to, you know, manage this entire project, it's something totally different.
Mm.
So then you have to work hard. Then you always have to, you know, be willing to learn, and also, you know, be willing to adapt to certain things. So that's how it is.
All right, Maskebe, you know, acquiring a team is one thing, but obviously having that sound dream around that, you know, acquiring of a team is another.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, like, pace ourselves forward. Maybe in the next 10, 15 years, what would make you happy?
No, the dream is to have the team in a structured league.
Mm.
So the ABC Motsepe, even though it's corrupt, you know, the ABC Motsepe league is where we would like to go. But ultimately, I mean, one of my biggest inspirations, and a lot of people think I hate Kaizer Chiefs, by the way, but one of my biggest inspirations is, you know, Kaizer Motaung senior. When you look at what he managed to do, I mean, Kaizer Motaung started Kaizer Chiefs when he was 27 years old. 27. And today it's the biggest football club. Don't, maybe you can say he's not the oldest, but he's the biggest football club in the
country. Whether he's number 8, number 10.
He's the biggest, and he's the most followed. And I always tell people, I mean, just the other day I was, you know, getting some stuff from the, for the tournament at a supermarket here in Polokwane. And I see this guy on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Wearing everything Sundowns.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that one day I will be very happy if I can just see somebody just walking the streets wearing United Warrior stuff, head to toe. That would make me very happy. So to get into a league, to get, because already we've got players who are in the DDC space. So for me, that is a big dream, but obviously they must graduate to the PSL, but United Warriors as well must come with.
Skep, it's been great having you in studio. I want to like, we can take all morning, but we would like to wish you all the best for United Warriors and what the dream you're trying to build, and thank you for coming through in studio.
Of course, and if I can steal a couple of your seconds, because Mulegi Super Cup is starting tomorrow.
Mulegi
Rapao, Leweng Primary School, we call it Estadio de Leweng. That is where all these teams are going to be taking place. So if you know Motung LTD, you know Bakwena, you know Mabitsela the Blues, you know Gorogang, those are the biggest teams that you will find in the area of Mulegi, Matlala, Botokwa, this FCSK. Big players, Boli Mingo, they will be there. Bo Sugar, they will be there. Bo Toyka Magic, they will be there. So you must make sure that Ogora Power tomorrow to witness. And there will be scouts, and also I will be scouting, trying to get, you know, the best possible young talent, and then we can, you know, expose them to better opportunities.
Oh, that's great.
Guys in the studio, the chairman as well. Yeah, today ish, we are so honored to have you in the studio, man. I connect a lot with you on social media, and something which makes me happy about is that whichever to Orojwa guy, you are proud. That's why even doing those great things, we are proud to have this guy as our brother from Mulegi.
No. Listen, that's what I said. Yeah. We don't understand the amount of influence that we have. Well, now you can think you're just staying at home, umfana Mulegi, and so on. But some people see you as that, an inspiration.
Absolutely.
And motivated.
Absolutely.
So that's what we are trying to do. And
right.
Thank you so much. Chloe is gonna kill me.
Chloe's
always ready for me.
Thank you, Skepe. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.